Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My talk is about fungal community associated with seeds of genetic ragweed in soil. Seed banks are the greatest source of future annual emergence in crops and natural areas. Dormant seeds can escape most current weed control measures, and longer-lived seeds can persist in fast in later year. This makes weed control more challenging. So, reducing seed bank persistence is an important goal for weed management system. Yet, little is known about seed bank dynamics and factors that can affect seed fate in soil. Oh, sorry. Let's take a look on the seed bank model. When a wheat seed arrives to soil, it interacts with all factors in the soil matrix. It may incur one of the possible fate. The seed burial studies, along with the fungicide treatment, provide evidence for the importance of the fungi in the on the seed mortality in soil. However, the information about the little information is available about the wheat seed bank dynamic. Little information is available about the fungal community associated with seed in soil and the response of the interaction to the environmental factors. Today, I'm going to focus on the on the fungal community on the seed surface associated with seed decay and the response of the interaction to the environmental factors. We choose genetic ragweed as our research subject because it is native to North America. Genetic ragweed is a highly competitive annual weed in both corn and soybean field, which can grow higher than 2.44 meters and cause 37% and 52% of yield loss of corn and soybean respectively. This weed can produce more than 5,000 seeds per plant with seed longevity more than 15 years. The seed mortality is about 20% to more than 90%. Meanwhile, the seed is polymorphic with the perfect size, which is very convenient to be extracted from soil. Our objective is to characterize the fungal population associated with seed following barrier using an artificial soil seed bank approach. Determine the relationship of fungal population to seed fate, particularly seed decay. Identify environmental drivers of fungal interaction with seeds and their effect on seed fate. This research was conducted at North Agronomic Center at DeKalb, Illinois, from November 2005 to November 2006. It is an agronomic site with extensive natural soil seed bank of genetic ragweed. The current crop on the plot is soybean, and the previous crop is corn. An artificial soil seed bank was created by Barrier mesh seed back into soil five different soil depths from 0 to 15 centimeters. After burial, the seed bags was sampled five different times. Each mesh bag was filled by 30 seeds and 300 cubic centimeters soil collected from the research plot. This is the example of the soil bags. Four blocks were set up. This is the example of the layout of one block. 30 seed bags were sampled at each sampling time. All seeds were hand-sorted out from soil. The germinated and the damaged seeds were removed. We just focused on the intact and decayed seeds. The seed-associated DNA was extracted from both intact and decayed seeds. The tetragenic test were then used to determine the viability of the intact seed and decayed seed. A PCR-based ELISA was used to characterize the fungal community on the seed surface. This is an example of the ARISA profile, fungal profile, community profile. Each peak represents an operational tachyonomic unit. For each OTU, the size and the intensity of the peak were obtained and then calculate the relative abundance for the further analysis. We also collect decay ratio and soil temperature, moisture. Following a statics approach were used, the ANOVA to compare the decay ratio of different treatment. The regression were used to associate the environment factors with the seed decay. The non-metrical multidimensional scaling was used to map the samples into the fungal community into two-dimensional based space based on the Bricartis similarity. The analysis of similarities provided statistical test of the community structure difference among group or between groups. The clinical correspondence analysis were used to identify the driving factors of fungal community change. We also extract the coefficient of two multidimensional scaling axes and then do regression with the transformed decay ratio to associate the fungal community with the seed decay. And note from the bar chart show that no seed decay were detected in both December November 5 and March 2006. Seed decay started to be detected in June November 2006 and increased over burial time. From this chart and the table, we can see that the effect of depth on seed decay were not significant. We take a closer look on the data of June 2006. The seed decay ratio is negatively correlated with soil moisture and positively correlated with soil temperature. This is the multidimensional scaling factor of the fungal community factored by burial time. Each plot represents the fungal community structure on seed surface. The distance between the two spots represents the difference between the fungal community, and the R is ranged from negative 1 to positive 1. The bigger the R, the bigger the difference. The p-value shows the statistical test for the significant number of the community difference. The purple circle is the fungal community on the contour seeds before burial. We can see the fungal community on that seed categories is much more identical than other categories. So we can see the significant time pattern on the fungal community structure, and the R also show us the difference is significant. For the 1 year period, the fungal community factor by the effect of depth on the fungal community is not significant, but in June 2006, even though the MDS figure from the MDS figure, we cannot see the very different clear different pattern, but the R show us the difference between the fungal community, the effect of the depth on the fungal community is significant. This is the fungal community factored by the seed fate. From the MDS figure, we can see that there is a clear pattern on different clear pattern of the fungal community on different seed groups. The R also show us the fungal community structure is significantly different on different seed fate. This figure we try to associate with the fungal community with the seed decay. We use the we we plot the transformed oxide transform decay ratio against the coefficient of the two multidimensional scaling axes. The transformed decay ratio is significantly related with the first axis, but is not significant. But the second axis is not significant. So we can from this figure we can conclude the fungal community is significant influence the seed decay. This figure, we try to connect the environmental factor to the community structures. This figure shows us that only a small part of the variance of the fungal community was constrained with the environmental factors. Statistics test show us the environmental factors, the effect of environmental factors on the community structures is significant. This is a canonical figure. Each plot represents each spot represents a fungal community structure. The first axis of clinical confounds axis contributes 75% of the variations of the constrained by the environmental factors. The second one just contribute 25%. And another analysis show that the temperature positive correlated with first axis, while the moisture is significantly correlated with the second axis. So we summarize that during the 1 year time, the cumulative decay ratio increased over time, and the fungal community structures changed over burial time, but the effect of depth is not significant. In June 2006, the decay ratio negatively correlated with soil moisture and positively correlated with soil depth. The fungal community structure changed over depth. So the June 2006 is a critical season for seed bank persistence reduced. Fungal community were associated with seed decay and impact the seed decay ratio. Temperature and moisture are the driving factors of the change of fungal community structures. I want to express my thanks to my advisor, Dr. Joanne Stanford, and my communities and the technicians, all the students helped me. I also want to thank my friend Junyun and Yanbo come to support me. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Do you have a reason for why seed decay was negatively correlated with soil moisture? I guess that was seemed like seed decay would be positively correlated with soil moisture.
Actually, based on at the very beginning, I have the same. That's a very good question. At the very beginning, I have same feel, and it's kind of the soil moisture, or maybe the higher the soil moisture, the higher the decay ratio. But by my observation, probably at the range of the June, November, the range of the soil moisture is, June 2006, the range of the soil moisture is about 10% to 25%. Based on that range, the soil moisture just negatively correlated to the decay. Thank you. It's kind of difficult, but it's a very good question. The seed bank means the seed soil seed bank means the viable seed stored in the soil or on soil surface. It's an important source for, example, in nature, it's an important source for forest reclaimment, but in the cropland, it's an important source for the seed, for the weed to germinate emergence next the future year.
Thank you.
Do I answer your question?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.